Great. Right, wow, I'm blinked. I looked up and you're all here. Excellent, amazing. Well, we're thinking about fears. One of my fears is when Titus screams in anguish. Another one is spiders. Anyone here scared of spiders? Yeah, spiders are pretty scary. That is about 50% of the congregation. We were talking about it the other day. I have an irrational fear of popular children's cereal, Rosie and Jim. Has anyone heard of Rosie and Jim? Yeah. It's about a boy and a girl who live on the canal. For some reason, it was terrifying as a child. Anyway, so yeah, we're thinking about fears today. Noise. Sounds like someone crying. Jemima, is that you?
Yes.
What's wrong? You're meant to be sleeping. You had a late night.
But I couldn't sleep.
Why not?
Because I was scared.
Jemima, I've told you, there's nothing to be afraid of.
It keeps falling down. There we go.
Brilliant.
There we go. But, well, I was afraid because there's something outside my window. I can see it there.
Jemima, that's just a tree making shadows. Okay, you can go back to sleep now.
But what about the monster living in the drawers? Is there?
I'm pretty sure there's nothing living in your drawers.
Yeah, look, it's there. No, don't look. You'll make it angry.
Jemima, this is your jumper.
Oh, okay.
Now go back to sleep.
I can't.
Why can't you sleep this time?
Because there's definitely something under my bed.
Jemima, there are no wild animals under your bed.
Yes, there are. I can see its eyes. Oh, Porky, that's where you've got to.
It's a pig!
Yeah, that's Porky. He's very tasty. I mean, lovely. But who knows, it could have been a vicious werewolf, or a hairy spider, or a terrifying dinosaur. Who knows what lies under there?
Well, maybe if you tidied your room once in a while, you would know what was under there. Now, can you go to sleep?
Okay, but I'm afraid of the dark.
Why are you afraid of the dark?
Because ghosts come out in the dark.
Jemima, you know there's no such thing as ghosts.
Oh, yes, there are.
Oh, no, there isn't.
Oh, yes, there are.
Oh, no, there isn't.
Oh, yes, there are.
Jemima, there is.
There is.
No, there
are ghosts. There's even a ghost in the Bible.
Well, yes, there's a story with a ghost, but it wasn't actually a ghost. Jesus' friends just thought it was a ghost. Like your jumper that you thought was a monster.
Well, can we read it?
Okay. Why don't you be Peter? Okay? You go and get ready.
Okay.
So let's look up the passage in the Bible. There are Bibles on your tables. There's a true story written by Jesus' friend Matthew. It should be on page 981. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22-23. When you're there, give me your best winning smile.
Great. Oh, see, that is a fantastic winning smile. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. And the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Surely before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified.
It's a boat!
They said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid."
"Lord, if it is you,"
Peter replied,
"tell me to come to you on the water."
"Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink.
Oh.
He cried out,
Lord, save me!
And he began to sink, but immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You have little faith, he said. Why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying,
Truly, you are the Son of God.
You see, Jemima, it wasn't actually a ghost, was it? It was Jesus.
But it must have been a ghost. How can a person walk on water? How did it get to the middle of the lake? And why did Peter start to sink? And how can
Okay, hold your questions. We're going to find out all about it after this song. And you might just get a clue if you listen really carefully to the words. It's a song all about Jesus. We're going to sing fully God and fully man. Brilliant.
Wait, I've had a shave too.
So were you listening, Jemima?
Yeah, it's amazing that a man could do all that. Heal the sick, forgave their sin. He calmed the storm and raised the dead, fed the thousands with fish and bread.
Ah, but that's the point, isn't it? Jesus wasn't just a man, he was also God. Let's look at the passage. So what were the disciples, Jesus' friends, what were they afraid of?
Jesus.
Yes, what do they think Jesus was, Liam?
A ghost.
Ghost, spot on, they did. They were scared because they thought Jesus was a ghost. And they're in the middle of a lake, right? Bigger than Wokingham. Have you guys been to the lake in Dinton Pastures? You think so? Liam has. Anyone else here? So this lake was 4 to 5 miles across. So if you saw someone walking towards you so far from the shore, you would start to think something strange was happening.
But it wasn't a ghost, it was Jesus. So they didn't need to be scared.
Exactly. And that's why Jesus said to them, it's me, don't be scared.
So was it a trick, like at Halloween, that's how Jesus walked on water?
No, it was real. Jesus was a real man, but he was also really God too. He was fully God and fully man, just like our song said. He wasn't just any man. See, I've got some water here. Let me just get it out.
Oh, great. Bath time.
For those of you at the back, I have a tub of water here. It's not quite a lake, certainly not 4 to 5 miles long, but it's enough to see if anyone here can walk on water like Jesus did. You know, what we need is a real man. And Martin, you're our real man for today. So let's see how good you are walking. As you please do come to the front. Look at that. That is the gait of a real man. That's quite. Do we think he can walk all right? He can walk on ground. Yeah. Okay. Being a real man, can you walk on water, please, Martin?
I'm pretty sure I can do this.
Well, a real man surely could. Do we think he can do it? Yep. Yeah, okay, 2 feet. That's kind of... Oh, dear. No, please don't. For the benefit of the front row, please don't. Thank you, Martin. Yeah, that's... Okay, you can go... Yeah, you can go back now. Oh, well, that didn't go well, did it?
Well, that's because Martin's not Jesus.
No, he's not. The only thing Martin is soaking.
He's a bit soggy.
Only Jesus could do that, right? Only Jesus could walk on water because he's God and he has power over everything. So he could say to this water, jump, and it would jump. He could say to a mountain, move, and it would.
Then why does Peter get scared again when he's on the water? Jesus is right there.
He is, but look at verse 30. It says, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid. He saw the wind and he thought it was more powerful than Jesus. In that moment, he had to decide who to trust. And it wasn't Jesus. So he doubted and started to sink.
I think I would have been scared if I was Peter.
Shall I put it this way? Jemima, would you be afraid of the dark if you had a really powerful torch?
Well, no, because I would turn the torch on.
And would you be afraid of something outside the window if Spider-Man was your big brother?
No, because he would protect me.
So, because those things are powerful, we don't need to be afraid. That's what Peter needed to learn. Jesus was more powerful than the wind and the waves. The fear was real, but when we're with Jesus, we don't need to be scared.
Like when my mum comes in at night to hug me, and it makes me feel all better.
Just like that. Let's sing another song, and then we'll think about what to do when we're afraid.
Alex, I know Jesus is powerful, but sometimes I still get afraid.
I know, Jemima. We all do sometimes, don't we? Peter does it as well. But he cries out to Jesus as soon as he starts to sink. He says, "Save me." And look at what Jesus does if you've got your Bible open. Verse 31. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him, like Izzy is doing with Irene now. Jesus loves us. No matter what we do, he will always reach out his hand and catch us.
Even if sometimes we forget he's more powerful than everything.
Absolutely. Peter did it, didn't he? And Jesus immediately saved him.
Wow. What happened next?
Well, Jesus and Peter got back in the boat, joining their friends again. And when they did...
the wind died down.
Exactly.
That was a big coincidence. I mean, Jesus got in the boat and the wind died down. Wow.
I'm not sure it was coincidence. It was Jesus. He is God and he has power over everything. So if he wanted the wind to die down, it did.
That's amazing.
Jesus' friends thought so too. Look at verse 33. They worshipped him. They saw that he had power over everything. They saw he was God because he could walk on water, so they worshipped him. They said, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
So they weren't afraid anymore, and they didn't think he was still a ghost.
Exactly. They had gone from being afraid to being amazed. They'd gone from fear to worship. I think that's something we can all learn from, Jemima. You, me, the boys and girls, even the adults. Next time we're afraid, we don't have to be scared, because instead we can worship Jesus, because we know he is more powerful than whatever's scaring us.
But what if there's a huge spider? Will Jesus save me from it?
I think, well, as we learn, I think that's what 50% of the congregation are asking. I mean, not necessarily. Are any of you guys scared of spiders? Remind me. You are. Yeah. Well, not necessarily. But when we see a scary spider, or maybe a scary movie, or a scary TV series like Rosie and Jim, we can ask God to help us not to be afraid. And we know that he promises to be with us when we're scared, so we can trust him.
Like Peter did.
Yep. See, sometimes it can be scary to follow Jesus when we can't see him or see what's going to happen. But that's when we trust him more. And even when we mess up and we don't trust him completely, he is there to stop us sinking. See, Jesus is like that torch in a dark room that helps us not to be scared.
It's like that thing I've heard, that Jesus is the light of the world.
Brilliant, that's exactly it. See, the world is dark and scary sometimes, isn't it? Like, even us adults get scared of things too. But those of us who believe and trust in Jesus don't have to be afraid, because he is like the torchlight in the darkness of this scary world. See, Jesus is more powerful than everything, so we don't have to be afraid, because we know he loves us, and he cares for us.
That's the best thing ever.
Isn't it just... Do you think you'll be able to get to sleep now?
Well, I can't now. It's almost time for lunch.
Why don't you go and get dressed and ready for lunch then? Let's say bye to Jemima.
Okay, bye everyone.
Bye Jemima.
Bye.
Bye. There she goes. Shall we pray together? We're going to thank Jesus that he is more powerful than everything and ask for his help when we're scared. Dear Jesus, thank you that even when scary things make us afraid, you are more powerful. Thank you that even when we feel like we're sinking, you catch us. Please help us to love and trust in you every day of our lives, especially when we're scared. Amen. Thank you so much for listening so well. We'll go back, sit back down. I think we're going to sing another song, is that correct? Nope. I'm going to hand over to Melissa. That's why I'm going to hand over to Melissa.
Okay, guys, you want to go sit back with your parents? And we're going to continue to pray, actually. So we're going to think about those things that we're scared of. Maybe it's some of those things that Alex said in the talk, like the dark or spiders or things living under your bed. Or maybe it's things that we're scared of that aren't physical, but things like illness, being afraid of finances, being afraid of what people think of us or what the future holds. Actually, with those fears, we need to trust in Jesus. But maybe we're afraid to trust in him in case he lets us down. Maybe we're afraid to follow him because we don't know where it's going to lead. Well, what do we do with those fears? We bring them to God. We pray and we trust in Jesus. So what we're going to do now is have a think about some of those fears. And you've got pieces of paper on your table. And we're going to use them to write down some of those things that we're afraid of. Or if you want to draw a picture of them, then that's fine. So parents, chat to your kids about those things. Take some time on your own. Just think about those things. And then we're going to make those pieces of paper into boats. Because Peter was afraid to get out of the boat, wasn't he? He was afraid to trust in Jesus. So we're going to make them into the shape of the boats. And we're going to come and put them in our lake down here. It is a lake. And as we put them in the water, we need to pray about those things and symbolically give them over to God and trust them over to him. So let's spend some time doing that now. There are instructions that are going to come up on how to make a boat if you don't know how. Well, when Peter was in the boat, he was afraid, wasn't he? He needed Jesus to call to him, to take out his hand and say, come to me. It's okay, you can trust me, it's safe. And that's what we need, don't we? We need Jesus' help. We need to trust in him with those fears. Do come and add them to the collection. So why don't we pray for some of those things now, those fears that we've just written down. Let's pray. Father, we pray for all of those things that are written on those boats floating here now. Pray for those things that we fear, whether it's monsters and spiders, or whether it's the future, or finances, or fearing others, or fearing trusting in you and following you. Father, please, would you help us to trust in you, to know that you want what's best for us. Father, please, give us peace in the midst of fear. We know that you don't always take those fears away, but you promise to be there in the boat with us and calm those storms. And Father, we pray that we would have faith like Peter to get out of the boat, to trust in you, to know that your power is greater than anything else, any fears that we might face. Amen.